from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This, of course, is America's Heroes Group. On a beautiful day in Chicago, it's Saturday, August 3rd, and we are proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis & Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free 888-837-3275. The office number is 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly partnered and sponsored by National Women's Veterans United, 790709 South Racine, Chicago, Illinois, 60620. The office number 872-731-2150, website www.nwvu.org. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number 877-275-5852. And I can tell you that they do a great job. And people talk about the buffet all the time, and it is just wonderful. We are, of course, public policy, veterans affairs, retired and active, housing, legal, health, finance, women, millennials, veteran service organizations. We do it all. It's transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members. And we have done some great work for some great people, let me put it that way. And we've got some great folks here around the table. We are pleased to have, speaking of the National Women's Veterans United, the founder and president, Rochelle Crump. Rochelle, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. President accounted for, sir.
Good. Thank you so much. And our good friend, attorney Ernesto Borges. How are you, Counselor?
Great.
Good to see
you. Good afternoon, Cliff.
Good afternoon to you and Sean Claiborne, the gentleman who tells us all how to make money and keep it. How are you?
That's what I do.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, Sean. And we're pleased to be joined by John Fanning, who is a DAV chapter and president, that's Disabled Veteran chapter in President, and he's the CEO of Fanning Communications, and a great job that he does and his background. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be here, Cliff.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. I want to start off talking about some of the issues, of course, that are going on right now, as we always do. The situation with before I do that, I got to mention this. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer, Manny Corazari, and media assistant, Derek Wallace. And we are going to start off talking about a situation where we've got some circumstances that are very interesting about the whole situation about the there's a Newsweek politics handout and audio that you're going to listen to. Listen to this clip. All right, I have a problem bringing it up. We have a handout on this, too. It's the Common Defense Organization of Veterans for the Impeachment. About the Commander-in-Chief. Oh, we have it now? Okay. I think we have it. Listen up.
Independence Day is about our love of America. And no one has risked as much for our country as the men and women who have served in the military.
4th of July is about celebrating our independence from foreign powers. How can we do that when we have someone in the White House who actively conspired with a foreign adversary to get there?
I served almost 15 years in the Army, and I feel deeply betrayed.
My job in the Marines was protecting our U.S. embassies from infiltration by foreign nations that want to do us harm. I never suspected that our commander-in-chief would be colluding with a foreign dictator to undermine our democracy.
I believe that Donald Trump, not only is he cruel, I believe he's also a criminal. I say a strong yes, he should be impeached.
The importance of the oath that we take when we join the military is that it's really what establishes our ties to something that's greater than us. I don't see Donald Trump as someone who is serious about our values, who is serious about his job to serve the American people.
Our democracy is under attack, and we want to make sure that we protect it.
I love America. And the veterans you heard from serve because of that same love. That's why this 4th of July, we ask you to help us save it from our criminal president. Please, join the movement that's over 8 million strong.
What do you think about that? Of course, this is a 4th of July, and of course we weren't on after that for the holiday. And by the way, our call-in number is 312-374-8130. Those were all, and it goes a lot longer than that, but we don't need to. The interesting thing, and I'm sure you folks know this, the military voted 2-1 for Trump over,
right,
over
exactly.
Clinton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
true.
Totally, yeah, they were totally in favor of that. Who wants to respond to this group now that is veterans, which seems to be growing, and mm-hmm. of course there's some other things too, but I want to hear from my panelists. Who wants to?
Well,
Counselor?
Now we have over, I think, 118 members of the House of Representatives that are asking for at least impeachment inquiry to go forward. And, you know, I see that there were 8.2 million signatures on this petition to begin some proceedings against the president. And I mean, the thing is, he's not just president. He's commander-in-chief of the armed forces. And I don't know if there's a provision. There's certainly a provision for impeaching a president and beginning impeachment process. And I don't know if there's one for if you can separate it and say he's commander-in-chief. But here's a man who is in charge of our and people don't realize these are two, in a sense, separate duties and responsibilities. You know, the president's here, but the commander-in-chief is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. And we've got, 16, 17 intelligence agencies who say that the Russians were involved in interfering in our elections. And we've got that they are they're complicit, and there are other countries getting involved, North Korea, you know, Iran, yeah. China, all going to be attacking us. They're presently attacking, as Mueller said. And so something needs to be done, and I can imagine the betrayal that many soldiers feel, and I as one, and certainly something needs to be done, because we can't have a person in charge of our armed forces who doesn't take any advice from our own.
And particularly, everyone, when you've got a situation where, you know, you didn't have to serve, but when you didn't serve based on some questionable activities because his dad knew a doctor, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of situation. Yeah. Somebody, you want to respond to that?
I think I'm all for an inquiry into whether or not President Trump and Commander-in-Chief Trump should be impeached. The one issue I have with this type of media that comes out, to me, it's alarmist. It kind of panders, and it's kind of dramatic, and it kind of takes away the seriousness of the discussion. When you have, you know, they use words like he's a criminal, things like that, without presenting the facts and presenting the hard evidence that actually can bring something to the table. Because we're going back and forth too much with the left and the right saying all these alarmist and dramatic things, and we get caught up in a conversation that doesn't go anywhere. Because we're just talking out of emotion and not talking about what's really, really going on. There's tons and tons of evidence, like Ernesto pointed out, that the Russians did interfere with our election. There's tons and tons of evidence that there's some questionable things that Donald Trump and his organization did in order to get the election in his favor, the result of the election in his favor, because we have an electoral college system. That's a lot to be said as well. But at the end of the day, we still got to think about the fact that when you look at how veterans typically vote, like you pointed out in the beginning, there was a new Pew Research study that came out just this past May. So they were saying here, 50% of the military or veterans, 50% of veterans approve of Trump's handling of this, of his duties as commander in chief. 49% of those strongly approve of his handling as being commander in chief. Only 33% strongly disapprove. That to me is alarming and kind of concerning. We need to address that fact and start looking at real hard issues and start picking out things versus going off of, okay, this guy's a crook, don't vote for him. I mean, it's not, we got to get more substantial than that.
In my own tuition, I just think that, you know, he is dividing this country instead of bringing this country together. Yeah. I think we've come so far to start going backwards, you know, with discrimination, with hurtful things that we're saying about people, to just avoiding, you know, like you said, the people who have the experience, as in defense, you know, that he's not paying attention to anyone. And this is really having a great impact on this country. And we better be careful, because people are watching us all over the world.
Exactly.
And let me just say something. He just pulled out, I mean, he pulled out of the Iran deal that we had with other countries, which was going to at least slow down any kind of enrichment of uranium and moving toward weapons. Mm-hmm. Also, now there's the nuclear deal that we had with Russia that he's now pulled out of.
Right.
Now there's can be a proliferation.
And now the only thing I don't understand, we should totally be included in this. We've got our own people in this state going to Afghanistan.
Right.
And he's talking about pulling people out. John, what do you think about this?
I don't like the idea of politicizing veterans to begin with. Mm-hmm. And Tom Steyer, he's a billionaire. He's got more than a billion. He's got almost $1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. And he's a political activist, a hedge fund manager. And he's the one that kind of was behind this, bringing these veterans together and talking about this. Everybody has a right to their opinion, and especially these veterans. They can say whatever they want. When you start talking as a veteran and putting that out, I have problems with that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that the idea of veterans should be politicized. Mm. As far as I've had this conversation with many people, as far as this impeachment is concerned, everybody wants to impeach. My real problem with that is we've been on this trail for 3 years, and we've come up with nothing. And in that 3 years, there's been a lot of problems facing this country, especially in our cities, that nobody's addressing. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see Congress address some of those domestic issues that we really need. The only thing they're up there is to try and stop this, try and stop that. Well, I want to stop things, too. I want to stop shootings. We just had another one. Mm-hmm. So I want to see that stopped. Mm-hmm. I want to see people employed. I want to see better neighborhoods. We got a lot of issues out there, and I want to see the Democrats and the Republicans working together, to solve those issues.
One thing I like about this particular group is that, you know, they're diverse, they're grassroots, they want to take democracy in their own hands, is what they said. And I think that's a great push, you know, to bring other people on board who are not necessarily on board already and or, you know, have not decided that it's the right thing to do to impeach this commander-in-chief. Okay.
What group is that? Let's
move on,
because we got a number of things here. The Supreme Court cleared way for Trump. This is a CNN clip for the administration to use the defense funds for the border wall, which is another issue.
The Supreme Court has handed President Trump a major victory right now by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the southern border with Mexico. It was a conservative majority in favor, 5-4, who disagreed with this final decision by the Supreme Court. This represents a pretty important win for the president.
I think it is potentially a significant win for the president. Obviously, it's breaking while we're sitting here on air, so we haven't had time to actually dig into sort of the legal rationale. But this really is a sign that the courts are not going to constrain this president. What we've seen Donald Trump do is seize on provisions, sort of emergency exceptions, provisions of the law that allow the president some authority, and basically flagrantly abusing them, saying, well, you know, I'm saying it's a national security emergency, but, you know, everybody knows that it's not, but I'm going to invoke this provision, and I dare you to stop me. I think that this is the Supreme Court once again showing that despite the fact that Congress has not appropriated funds, this is the first branch of Congress who is saying we are not paying for this wall. The power of the purse, checks and balances, kind of a big thing. This is the Supreme Court essentially saying, look, you gave the president, a workaround here, and he used it, and we're going to let him do it. Once again, it goes to how important it is for Congress to really stand up and assert its legislative prerogative.
Interesting. So we shall certainly see what happens with that. It's going to be interesting. One thing, of course, his promise was that the Mexicans were going to pay for the wall.
Right.
Yeah, that's not...
It's made in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, again, Cliff, if you can control 5 votes in the Supreme Court, you can do whatever you want.
That's right. There's another thing about Congress... using the VA Mission Act to justify raising federal spending levels, which is hard for veterans and taxpayers. Sean, you're our financial expert here. What do you think about that?
All right, so they're basically talking about the VA Missions Act of 2018, which was held by Trump but opposed by Pelosi. So now there's some controversy because they're trying to get funding to pay for the VA Missions Act, which caused a lot of controversy. Because some people saw it as a move to try to privatize the VA, which a lot of veteran groups and things like the VFWs, for example, the DAV, for example, are opposed to. And then a lot of other groups were in favor of. So the thing is now the concern is why did Pelosi in the beginning say this was a bad idea? And then now she's saying, okay, we need to put $20 billion or so into this to get this to fund the right way. From a financial standpoint, when you put a law on the books, it oftentimes does not bode well when you put an idea out there or put something into action and don't pay for it. So you want to have the money in place in order to get something done. Whether it's, you know, you're for or against it, once it's out there, half funding something is just going to make a disaster, especially talking about veterans' health and veterans' health care.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I think is very important to point out. The initial funding, when they first proposed this, there was shortfalls in the initial budget anyway when they first created the bill. Many people were calling for how is this thing going to get paid for from the very beginning. So hopefully this will start to fill those gaps, and there are probably going to be a lot more things to come out of this in the next few years, but we'll see how this actually unfolds and if there actually is a move towards privatization, or if it does move towards getting better health care and less wait times for veterans. That was the main issue why this thing was brought together.
Our number is 312-374-8130. Tommy's with us. Tommy, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Cliff. How are you today?
Fine, sir. Thanks for calling, Tommy.
And I also want to say hey to all of your guests.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be crystal clear about Cliff and to your guests and those who are listening. The United States of America's whole judicial process, the things that its foundations have been built on, is at this point being challenged, and in many cases have been totally rocked to its core. The thing that is baffling about all of this is that we, the citizens of this country, went and fought and died in wars for the sovereignty of this country against foreign influence and those who would do this country harm. And based upon that principle, the office of the President of the United States of America was to uphold that more than any other thing that they did. I mean, Cliff, and to your guests, and I won't take you guys' time. When I hear people say things like, "Oh, we've been doing this for 2 or 3 years and nothing has come about," the problem is everything has come about. But you got a Senate and Congress that has obstructive justice. You have the Attorney General. You got the Supreme Court stacked. I mean, I just don't understand. Really, if you really want to stop and get to the bottom of this, all the country would have to do is say, "Okay, I'm driving this car, and now that it's got some brakes, let's pull it over to the curb and let's check it out from stem to stern, and let's really see what is wrong." Because I'm telling you, Cliff, as I close and to your guests, the problem here is very simple. When a country won't even look out for its own veterans, not just this administration, and I'm not saying the past administration, but the things that have been done to those who have served and fought and died and lost limbs and everything else are out on the street. This whole mess with the VA hospital, God bless it, that is getting them better. But, I mean, when you stop and you think about that on the basic principle, and then you got an individual who's running around all over the world with every bad man that you can come up with, and nobody wants to deal with the very principle as I close. Those election machines, something very drastically happened to the point that nobody wants to find out why, and they're trying their best to let this man finish out his term.
Tommy,
I love all you guys.
Tommy, thank you so much for your call.
Tommy can talk.
Tommy, come on now.
Pontificate.
It brings up an interesting point, is that you got $700 billion allocated for defense. You have $200 billion to allocate it for veterans' benefits, which includes health care, education, any benefit a veteran can get. Mm-hmm. 700 people to tear down a veteran, $200 billion to fix them up again. So that's an imbalance that's not right. You have to look, that shows you right then and there that something's not right here. We're waging all these wars and doing all these conflicts and asking more and more for our veterans, but we don't want to take care of them when they come back home.
Listen, this is another CNN clip which it bothers me. Oh, okay. We'll do it after the break. We ran so we sure did. I didn't realize you folks were talking. That went real quick. Tommy, it was great. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a second.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired, and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared to veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power. Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? More ice cream trucks.
Okay. How about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
Oh, that's way better.
Now that you mention it.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you.
To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org.
Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.